If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
We've got a drive moment, everybody. We've got a drive moment. Can you calculate? I don't have a calculator, unfortunately, today. Can you calculate what anger has cost you in your life? This was obviously inspired by Will Smith and this incident that happened at the Oscars when he said to a certain comedian, keep my wife's name out of your mouth, and he punched that particular comedian. But despite the fallout, Will Smith has continued to work on his career. However, sources say the incident has had lasting consequences. The incident led to a 10-year ban from the Oscars and widespread backlash. Industry insiders reveal that Will Smith still has strong instincts for choosing projects. The slap made it difficult for him to secure big budget films. His public image took a hit, and some projects were put on hold, costing him an estimated 18 billion rand. That's about a billion rand in lost deals and opportunities. So yeah, we want to find out from you. Can you calculate what anger has cost you in total in your life? Mo shapile mpama ba ukuba mo setting. But hasta la vista, hasta la huego. You just give me that look. I'm scared.
No, I'm listening to you. I want to know have you ever gotten like that angry that you felt like you were having an out of body experience?
So I'm human. I make mistake. But if there's one thing that I've always tried to control, and I'm conscious of this thing, is my temper. So my temper has not taken the best out of me, or the best of me, or cost me some deals.
Too much,
you know.
Yeah.
Because I remember a couple of weeks ago, there was an incident at a parking mall in Morningside where there was a misunderstanding between me and this lady about a parking, because a car was pulling out, which happened to be, I think, an Uber. And I asked the guy, can I park over here? He says, yeah, you can park. Only to find that there was a woman on the other side who also wanted to park. And there was an altercation between me and this woman. A verbal one. She started shouting at me and used what Donald Trump used the other day.
Oh, no. The F-bombs.
But I just looked at her and parked my car. I still parked my car there. Even though she saw at me. I parked my car there.
And let it go like that.
Yeah, and I let it go. Because okay. I think a few days later, there's a TV presenter who had like a similar incident. And I know he physically...
Oh, I know which incident you were talking about.
Yeah, that one. And he was taken off air. Mm-hmm. And I went back to like, ooh, can you imagine? If you get lumile meule tsebe.
Tsebe. Tsebe.
And you know, I control my temper. This is something that I think I've mastered. You know, trying to, no matter
Angry you are.
How angry I am. You know, because wherever you go, people will provoke you.
Yeah. But have you ever been so angry that you then refuse to work with that person again? Like maybe you didn't act out, maybe you didn't slap somebody like Smith, but your anger then, out of that anger, you're like, I'm never going to work with Khumutso ever again.
Let's see. No, I'm weak like that. Yeah, I'm weak like that.
So
I mean,
you work with people that you don't like.
There are people who've taken advantage of me in the music industry, like bookings and stuff like that, and they would not pay me, and they would come back 3 months later, apologize, and I'll still go and work with them.
Wow.
So yeah,
you are definitely not Skumba. Over to you.
I wouldn't know how to calculate it, but I know there's people. No man. There's a guy I would never work with. I'm not gonna mention his name because we are good now. We're in a good space. But backstage, so we're doing a show. Yeah, we're still in the game, doing a comedy show. So before the show starts, they bring two contracts. They say, "This is your performing contract. You sign here. This is the amount you're getting, and this is nice money. This is money grand. I say money buyer. Like I think we're getting about
the beginning of your career.
About 8,000 rand for the performance of the night, and then this is your contract to release the DVD. I'm like, I don't want to release a DVD.
Yeah,
I just want to perform Vandaag. So, but now we need to sign both. Now I'm performing some Kwatile, but I signed one. Signed the performing one.
So you didn't sign the release?
They didn't sign the release one. And majority of us didn't sign the release one. And then couple of months later and you're telling Kings of Comedy DVD,
yeah.
I see my DVD on the shelf.
Mm. Yeah, that performance you didn't release.
Of that performance that I didn't release, I mean, call the guy. Ageku Pumil is out of the country, somewhere. So, okay, how's Obui?
Yola.
How's Obui? I know Obui. And then Obui, there's a huge project that we must do together. Him as the production manager, Mina as the talent. I said, I don't want to work with this one because of what he did. And yeah, needless to say, we didn't get season 2 of that show.
No.
But he didn't get season 1 yet. At least I got season 1. Because the show had my name on it. But you didn't get season 2, and it's cool. It's cool because if there were things that were said behind my back because of me not wanting to work with him, it's fine. But that was wrong what he did.
Yeah, true.
What he did was wrong. If it means me losing millions of season 2 or season 10 of that show, it's okay. I'll work somewhere else. It was not supposed to be. But I would never do or work with someone or where, and I'm not comfortable. I anger you.
Whoo, anger. I don't think I anger. I promise you. I might sound harsh, but I don't think I have tantrums. I don't have like anger spats where I don't have those.
Mm.
It doesn't mean I don't get angry.
Yeah, I mean, we work with you.
Please understand.
No, we do understand.
I do get angry. I do get frustrated. But I don't act out like that, especially in a professional environment.
Mm.
When I feel overwhelmed in a professional environment, I'll just keep quiet. Then you know that I'm overwhelmed. Whatever is happening is annoying me. But I will keep to myself. I won't have a toe-to-toe. I've had a one toe-to-toe since I started a Kai. And I started a while back.
Mm.
And I had a toe-to-toe, like a proper toe-to-toe.
Are those people still here? Are those people still here?
With who?
Yeah, with Loile.
Proper toe-to-toe, and it never happened again. And Elena, she used an F-bomb.
Ah.
In a meeting setting, I was like, "What? Not me.
Mm.
Go ahead, F everybody you want. This is not my cup of tea. Do whatever you want." And they were a senior. But I don't anger. I don't think it cost me much, but probably cost me a relationship because we never had a good relationship after that.
Mm.
I've had situations where I've been angry and relationships never blossomed after that. That is the cost, losing people more than the money.
So there you go, Kaya family. You heard it from us. We want to hear from you. Can you calculate what anger? Anger.
Irregardless of your non-reading.
Anger.
Komuto, just leave me alone.
Anger.
Leave me. I got paid today. Ne? Whatever you say to me.
Okay.
I don't get the next. Ke hodi.
So what minus is a Friday? What minus is a Friday?
What's your name? Eh,
Isagala. Isagala Vumba.
Thank you.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
In case you've just tuned in, it's Drive Moment. Can you calculate what anger has cost you in your life? Will Smith opens up about personal growth after that Oscar slap. Was it a slap or a punch?
Slap. Slap to Chris
Rock. Huge slap. Bama slap to come nice. I'm a strong man. Any other person ngabulale pants?
Or punched back. It could have been a proper brawl.
Okay, Ramut.
My anger cost me my fiance, guys. Till today, angina muntu engiphila naye impilo yena. Ngamthela ngamanzi. Athofi anger abanayo for that fact. My fiance, yengizwa sengithini, my fiance ngamthela ngamanzi abanayo. See the altercation. Till today, yo, that cost me my love, that one.
So for me, anger has cost me my entire life because now there's certain people who betrayed me in a bad way. There's certain people who did me dirty. There's certain people who said stuff. There's certain people who did things. And they actually got me to my last level. But, you know, I just got down myself. And, yeah, I carry on with life. I move on with life. And, unfortunately, every time I see those people, but I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to put myself together. I ain't going to reveal that monster out.
Hey, me never fit to say something is snacks. Give me manje. I pela manje. My stature, I've done martial arts for a long time. Mina ngiqeda manje. Ukuthi ubani wakuphi, I don't care. ngiqeda manje ngamane kuphele whatever because abantu bazokujwayela kabi bathemba ukuthi ah siyazi ngeke a responde lozo ukuthi ah mina ngiqeda no mfethu
eish mina mfethu enga ngeke kuba inkinga ke I used to work nomunye uchero beka a coordinator she was cruel bekane enhlizweni the whole company knew beka movie lamtana enhlizweni ya so esambekezelela iminyaka mina lokho akhuluma nathi nonsense le yafuna ngakhona but ayi wakhuluma nami ngenye indlela ngelinye ilanga engahluthuka ngamsondela but azange ngimthinte azange ngimshaye azange ngimenze niks azange ngimthuke basikhuza ngisamsondela unfortunately ngaxoshwa angazi kanjani zange ube khona ihearing azange ube khona next bangifaka indlela fokuthi nje bengifuna ukumsondela strong.
Yeah, mm. I nearly lost my job here at Kaya.
Wasondela man.
Mvangeli.
Wamusondela.
Zange.
If
it wasn't Ndumiso Ngobo, Ngopolop, and Umbali Dlamini, I was going to lose my job because I was wrong at that moment.
And have a case, guys.
But like your friend, he was going through some things now. And I would like, I'll tell you, you're not going on air because of the condition that you are in.
Mm.
He's like, okay, cool. He winks to KG. KG, alaleli traffic sting.
Mm.
He does traffic while in that condition. Alalela
I'm a call from
the corner. Like, hey, bo, who's the galan ngalo? Ang sumila, ben kila. Ang lang figa lapa. Ben hindi pala yam kred. Kulti yung uting kubi.
I'm going to go to the traffic report.
So, this lady who lost her fiancé, what I'm telling her man's?
Abanda.
A special Abanda. I'm sure you're familiar with it, but imagine about Jessica. Next time, I'll tell her a picture.
I'm sure I'll go pizze. Pariana and Rea cheese. But more sure, nice picture.
Yeah, the mind says she's.
Next picture, no chava
such. Yeah.
Una yen saying, yeah, tell her.
Oh, and there's a guy that sent us a voice note saying he's got martial arts and none. I'll tell him. If you go shawmund, uzobo shawen. That's why you possess a certain skill that can actually kill someone.
Exactly.
Uzobo shaw jami again. I karate. I got the program. We forget to case in ICBs.
And the martial arts, by the way, their biggest teaching is if it's not self defense, you have no reason to do it.
Yes.
Why? Then it's no longer martial art. King Kanya.
Kabanga.
Guys.
Because I need you need to practice. Pella, when you've learned something, you need to check if it's working. Even for a minor thing. If someone steps on your toe, you'll be like, eh?
Wow.
And end up in jail.
Hey, Bruce Lee Ward.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp
063-688-0959. I'm losing my mother because of like proper anger issues. And I never realized that I had them until to the point where I got like a sugar. You know, so I'm valid and would get really, really angry. Mustn't keep a little maybe. Angry guy.
Hey, guys, mini anger. It cost me in the Engang 7 Zaguyo, which I enjoyed very much. One of the hospitals, Engang 7 Zaguzo, one of the matrons, you were very one, Delela, Nisiku Sami. I saw red, believe me, Ngam Kama, Ngaba unconscious, Ngim Kama, Mang Papa Malapo. The next thing, there was no hearing whatsoever. Bavele Bang Susa, Bang Faragos in his bed, Dela, Ang Buzuang and Chelang Gatuanje, Engay 1, we were report Dagulisa's bed there. And it came back with Ish, my comfort zone, Ipelil. But now
Hey guys, my anger cost me a marriage. Vaido girl from early May. I'm not sure what I'm wrong or what, because I've tried to apologize for family meeting and stuff. So like umfazi lo muntu akusichiri, we've tried to organize the family meeting, we've tried to talk about it, and then the family refused. Pumpendile, hayi ukuthi I'm not that angry. I was not really angry, but you girl actually she made it her mind. But when I'm saying anger caused me is because of bengihlala ngimhlupha sometimes. I must be honest. Bengihlala ngimhlupha. And then kusho ukuthi yena bakambalela inside and then untrippile yabona. So silwele into encane, but I thought uzobuya, but till today she's gone. And we have kids, we are married, but now it cost me a lot. I'm lonely namanje.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Khumutso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.